Welcome to the Regan Van Roy Tax Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a topic that's taking center stage in international tax and could have big implications for many: the automatic exchange of information on immovable property. Yes, we're talking about the new frontier of tax transparency that tax authorities around the world are preparing for. Now, if you're wondering what this means, let's break it down. The South African Revenue Service, more famously known as SARS, is stepping up and joining an international effort to develop a framework for automatically exchanging information about ownership and transactions of immovable properties. Think homes, land, and other real estate. Traditionally, these assets haven't been part of the automated information exchange that's reshaped how financial assets are shared among countries. So, why is this shift significant? For starters, international cooperation in tax matters has come a long way in the last 10 years. We've seen an increase in automatic exchanges of financial accounts and even reporting on crypto assets, greatly diminishing the number of financial secrets held offshore. But somehow, real estate hasn't been part of this transparent world. Yet it represents a significant chunk of wealth and potential taxable income. Normally, details about foreign property holdings have been self-reported by owners, with tax authorities relying on limited information exchange between countries. With the new initiative, the aim is to improve consistency and reliability of data on properties owned by non-residents. SARS, alongside other international bodies, sees this as a crucial step in making tax systems fairer and more transparent. They're committed to boosting tax compliance, enriching risk assessments, and making domestic systems just for all players. However, don't expect this to happen overnight. Adoption will likely take place toward the end of this decade, allowing for the fine-tuning of laws, systems, and partnerships necessary for this exchange. So, what kind of information will be shared? While specifics are still in the works, the term readily available information hints at the use of existing data stockpiles held by public institutions. This could mean property ownership records, details of property transfers, and possible transaction or valuation data from land registries. Now, what does this mean for you? Whether you're a South African taxpayer with overseas properties or a financial advisor, the walls are closing in on the notion that offshore property is a low visibility asset. It'll be crucial to ensure that your property ownership, income, and any capital gains from overseas are correctly disclosed and conform with existing tax and exchange control requirements. Advisors will need to rethink cross-border strategies too. With more reliable data being shared, it's outdated to rely solely on voluntary disclosure for compliance. SARS's engagement here aligns with its broader strategy: using better data for enforcement rather than resorting to raising tax rates. For South Africa, this means improved ability to collect revenue and a more level playing field for taxpayers with global ties as countries move towards unified standards in transparency. Before you find yourself caught in this web of transparency, review your offshore property frameworks now. Like clearing out clutter before a big spring clean, make sure your disclosures and compliance positions are in top shape before new information starts landing on desks at tax officials. And if all this sounds like uncharted territory, don't fret. We at Regan Van Roy stand ready to help you navigate these evolving tax waters. Reach out to us for some personalized guidance so you can stay ahead and keep your affairs not only compliant, but strategically sound. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Until next time on the Regan Van Roy Tax Podcast, stay informed and keep listening.